Here's the dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. And it's time for You Big Dummy! This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, we vote on them, and then we crown the dummy of the week. And you can be a part of this if you want. You can read a dummy story on the air, find a link to a funny dummy news story, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. You'll be on the show, and you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So get into that right now. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A British transport police officer accidentally handcuffed himself to a railing at a railway station. The official Twitter account for the BTS posted a photo of the incident. They mentioned that... Wait, I'm going to sneeze, I think. Wow. Excuse me. Anyway, the official Twitter account for the BTS posted a photo of the incident. They mentioned that fellow officers took the picture while he was handcuffed and he was fumbling for his key. The officer's handcuffs somehow got locked around the railing while his handcuffs were tucked away on the side of his pants. The Twitter account also featured the hashtags cakefine and whoops. The cakefine is a reference to the police station policy where officers buy cake for their colleagues if they make a mistake.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. What's one way to get students to vote for school bond measure? Promise them they won't have to take final exams. That's what an email sent to students at Warren Central High School in Mississippi said. Principal says the email was sent in error. The Vicksburg Post reports that February 20th email asked the students to help pass bond measure to renovate district schools. The email said those who vote in March are exempt from finals. A retired educator filed a complaint with the County Election Commission the next day asking for an investigation. She wrote an authority figure who had not, quote, has not just suggested how students should vote, but offered them a tangible benefit. A direct spokeswoman would not disclose the message's origin.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. You and Rollo going to be in the movie. I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A vehicle was abandoned in the middle of the street after its driver ditched it on the way to a bowling tournament, police said. Baldwin Police Department said a motorist abandoned the vehicle in the middle of a major roadway for an apparent mechanical failure. A tow truck was called to the scene after officers found no driver or occupants within the vicinity of the vehicle. Police eventually tracked down the driver, who explained the group in the car were on their way to a bowling tournament and experienced car trouble on the way. They decided to leave the vehicle behind to ensure that they made to the tournament on time. Officers ultimately issued the group a citation for impeding the flow of traffic.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Uh, A college is trying to evict a former student who says, it says, is illegally squatting in her dorm room. Hunter College has filed a lawsuit against 32-year-old Lisa Palmer. They say the woman owes more than $94,000 in unpaid resident hall fees since she dropped out in 2016. The lawsuit says Palmer was denied summer housing in 2016. She remained in her dorm despite the school sending several notices that she would be charged $150 a day if she stayed. Palmer was issued a 30-day eviction notice in September of 2017. She refused to leave, prompting the school to file its lawsuit. Palmer, a former geography major, says that she plans to stay and fight the case. A Hunter College spokesperson says they cannot comment on the pending litigation.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Fuck! Organizers of the Big Cheese Festival in England apologized to attendees after running out of a key ingredient for the celebration. Cheese. I'm sorry. The organizers were inundated with complaints on social media after the Saturday event unexpectedly ran out of cheese. Despite promising, quote, a plethora of the finest international cheesemakers and mongers showcasing their amazing cheeses, unquote. The festival was also supposed to have craft beers, liquor, and wine. They also promised live comedy, local bands, and quote-unquote cheesy DJ performing of jazz, funk, and quote-unquote R&B. Organizers said in a Facebook post on Sunday that weather prevented some cheese vendors as well as some of their performances from attending. After reading through some of the comments on social media, we are just as disappointed as yourselves that the event was disrupted by adverse weather conditions, the Facebook post said. We have carried out many successful events previously, and we have never been in a situation like this before. We take great pride in what we do, and we take the opinions of our customers very seriously. The organizers said they are taking measures, including offering 50% off admission to next year's festival to anyone who bought tickets to the Saturday event.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
All right. Okay, we have to vote. All right, here we go. There's a little recap here. We got the dummy transportation officer who accidentally handcuffed himself to a railing. We got the dummy who promised students that if they voted for school improvements, they wouldn't have to take final exams. The dummies who ditched their car in the middle of a road so they can make a bowling tournament. The dummy student who squatted in her dorm room. And the dummy operators of the Big Cheese Festival, which ran out of cheese. All right, Dan, where are you going for this?
You know, I've been in situations where I'm running so late for things that if my car were to break down, I would probably leave it. So I kind of empathize with those guys.
Right.
That woman lived in her dorm room for 2 years before they tried to evict her.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's kind of like, isn't that on you guys? Like, shouldn't you have figured that out a little bit earlier than that? But A, you ran out of cheese at a cheese festival. B, you're... makeup policy is to offer half off price tickets for next year.
Right.
And you call it R&B.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going with the Big Cheese Festival with no cheese. Esmeralda, who are you voting for this week's dummy?
I enjoyed the R&B. but I have to say the cop who
handcuffed himself.
How does that? What? I just imagine he's the most bumblingest.
I love the fact that all the other cops. I love the fact that all the other cops made fun of him, took pictures of him, and
right?
stuff, and they're waiting for their cake.
And now they want cake, and he's still there.
And he's still there. Just, yeah, can't get the cake to the guys. So, all right, you're voting for the dummy transportation officer. Okay, I got to go with the Big Cheese Festival. You know, we had one job. It's a cheese festival. And of course, R and Brie. And by the way, it's R and Brie morning here. It's Fly Jams Friday. We're going to hear some R and Brie later. So I'm going with that. So the Big Cheese Festivals are the dummy of the week. All right, there you go. We'll do it again next week, right here. And we're going to take a break. And the news is coming up in just a matter of seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Context.
Hello. That's right. Straight out of context is coming up. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio here, the Showcase studio right on Michigan Avenue. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Fly Jams Friday is coming up, and get your requests in for that. And we got a Blackhawks Express to play a little bit later on. Of course, they lost. We're here until 5. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran back for your morning drive on this Friday morning, and that all starts at 6 o'clock. All right, this is Straight Out of Context. You guys know the deal. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, shall we start now?
Yes, we shall.
All
and
right.
Our first entry is from Tim. He heard this exchange between Bill Luff and Wendy Snyder.
You still got it in.
No, I think I got it in.
Oh, man. Okay.
Joyce emailed this one of Tom Skilling.
That's a tease.
Oh, God. All right.
Derek, the truck driver, sent in this exchange between Violetta Podramatic and Rokan.
How are we going to do it, though?
We're going to do it.
Oh. Okay.
While Bill heard this one of Brian Noonan.
You know the sausage guys up in Milwaukee.
Was he talking about the sausage race?
He was.
Yeah?
Because the retro racers were here with Southpaw last Friday.
Oh, yeah. Those, I saw pictures. They were out in Pioneer Court. Awesome.
That is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And like, great choices for, like, you know, it's like Jermaine Dye.
Yeah.
Przinski.
Absolutely.
Kanderko.
No, that's fun, man. I think that's a great idea. I think that's great.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Another one of Brian from Wild Bill.
Are you yanking me around?
Oh, boy.
All right. Next up, Tim emailed this one of Judy Pilak.
I can be whatever you want me to be, Ro.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, Judy. Jeez. It was like they were doing 50 Shades of Grey. All right.
Rick sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
Can we hold it?
Oh, boy. All right.
Brian heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
When Lindsay showed it to me, and then we did a little video for it.
Oh, boy. Esmeralda, they're doing videos now on the... On the Mr. Fix-It show.
Visuals.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Jim emailed this one of Mark Carmen.
Was that a self-service maneuver, or are you out there with the hose?
What was that all about?
Andrea was getting a car wash.
Oh, Andrea was getting a car wash.
Andrea was getting a car wash.
Okay. All right.
This next one.
Uh-oh.
Derek the truck driver sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I've been pretty much lying in bed doing it.
Oh, come on. Come on, Esmeralda. What's going on there?
I knew that whole line of questioning was going to...
Was that on my show?
No.
No.
That was on when John and I were.
Oh, when you and John were filling it. What happened?
I had been watching movies all day.
Oh, okay.
Well,
trying to catch up on the Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I knew that was going to get...
Yeah.
I was like, there's no good way to say anything.
Hey, by the way, I saw you posted that you watched Coco and you cried your eyes out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, like, right from the start.
Right?
Just started bawling uncontrollably. It was disgusting.
It was so... And I... You know, one of the things I really like about Coco is that it is a... It's a major mainstream Pixar movie that is one of the most culturally diverse major movies to come out. You know what I mean? Like, it embraces the Mexican culture like no other sort of, especially an animated movie, has ever done.
And yeah, completely.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay, what's next, Dan?
Next up is Eric. He heard this one of Bill Leff.
I've been pretty much lying in bed doing it.
Well, we just had to hear that one again.
Yeah, just because.
That's what it was, Esmeralda. We just had to hear that again. Okay.
All right, let's try this again. Eric heard this one a bit left.
I guess just to prove you can do it, I don't know. I was amazed that he could do it, but he did it, and he did it well.
Wow. I'm picturing something. Yeah. All right.
Kelly from Elgin emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
You always remember your first time, and it was a White Castle.
Wow.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did she say it was at White Castle?
Yep.
That's romantic as hell right there. First time at a White Castle. All right.
All right. This next one.
Yeah.
Mark and Wild Bill sent all of these in. With Brian, featuring Brian Noonan and our own Esmeralda.
Now he's got to go back to the beaver. And he tasted it and he liked it. He offered to host a dinner where beaver was the main dish.
I'm worried, though, he's going to eat all the beavers now.
I don't know how tough beaver meat is. I got a hankering for some beaver. There's not a clean-shaven guy eating this beaver.
I'm thinking people around there are probably like, oh, yeah, no, I've had beaver.
Well, how many other ways could you do it? Or we just start doing it here and steal his thunder.
Mm.
Ha ha.
Big city folk.
Those city folks eating beaver. Now we're on a roll.
Now this we're is taking, cooking.
Yeah.
What in God's name, Esmeralda?
We'll find out a little bit later.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Now, was that, he was filling in for Patty?
Yep.
Okay. Oh my God. All right.
Tim heard this one of you.
Because it was hanging out. What? What was I talking about? Do you remember? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally.
Oh, boy.
Kelly from Elgin, Kurt, Quad Cities Doug, Jesse, and Brian J. emailed this exchange between me and you. I mean, it is big.
I don't have the big one. What were we talking about, Dan?
The size of our George Foremans.
Oh, the George Foremans.
What they call them now?
That's what they call the George Foremans. Like Liam Neeson's. All right, well, there you go. That's straight out of context. Keep listening, everybody. And when it gets filthy, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We got to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then after weather and traffic, we will jump into Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday, featuring a lot of R&B. So that'll be coming up. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center today. Sunny and warmer and a high near 40. Tonight, clear skies, low around 27. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, high near 44. For Sunday, more clouds, high of 42. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 37. It's currently 25 degrees at O'Hare, 25 at Midway, 26 at the lakefront. Let's get a check on traffic with Esmeralda Leon.
Right now, we are still pretty quiet on the roads. Just, again, keep in mind that road work. We have some on the inbound Eisenhower, Morgan to Halstead. Two left lanes are down. On the inbound Stevenson, this is a little further down south, but it's around I-80, a left lane closed there. And on the northbound side of I-57, Halstead to Dan Ryan, two left lanes are shut down there. So just keep that all in mind as you're coming in. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
If you've been thinking, I want to try out one of those MyPillows that I've been hearing about, now is the time to do it. MyPillow's offering their four-pack special at 50% off, and they have a 60-night money-back guarantee. You can try one out, and if you don't believe it's the best pillow you've ever owned, you can return it within 60 days for a full refund, no questions asked. Go to MyPillow.com, click onto the four-pack special graphic, and type in promo code WGN. There, you'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows at 50% off. MyPillow has helped tens of millions of people get the best sleep of their lives. It's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow that you've ever owned. It's machine washable and dryable and made in the USA. Call 800-299-9579 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WGN. It's MyPillow.com or call 800-299-9579. Use promo code WGN for 50% off MyPillow's four-pack special.
Where's the economy going in the Trump era?
Make America great again.
Business, currency, investments, trends.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now.
Your morning business intel report happens right here.
The Opening Bell with Steve Krasanich. Weekday mornings at 5 on 720 WGN.
Ben, why is Penny Mustard's pricing so odd?
What do you mean, Nicole?
Well, take this sofa. It's priced at $18.56.
Yeah?
Why not price it at $18.99.99 like at all the other stores?
Because we don't want to.
And we don't need to.
What Arvid said.
We work hard to determine what dollar amount is needed in order to cover our rent, utilities, and other expenses. Once we figure out that amount, we don't charge $1 more.
Nor can we accept $1 less.
Sure, we could round up the price and make a little more, but it just doesn't seem fair to our customers.
And we don't jack up prices just so we can have fake sales either.
In fact, Penny Mustard never has sales.
You don't have to worry about someone getting it for a lower price because it's already at its lowest possible price.
Odd pricing. It's just one of the many surprises you'll find at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
On March 20th, I'm voting to re-elect Congressman Dan Lipinski, a champion of working women and men. Dan has been endorsed by the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Illinois AFL-CIO, and 30 other unions, including the Fraternal Order of Police and the firefighters. In the 3rd District, Dan Lipinski has been endorsed by 56 women elected officials and 30 mayors. On March 20th, vote to re-elect our Democratic Congressman, Dan Lipinski.
I'm Dan Lipinski, and I approve this message.
Tune into the Markets Radio program with me, Orion Samuelson, sponsored by the CME Group, a weekly look at agricultural and business news with guests and more. Listen now at WGNRadio.com.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away.
Spies like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Fly Jams Friday is coming up in just a few minutes, so get your requests ready. And DJ Shagru is ready to go. Esmeralda has become a heart melda. Viggity Viggity Vic is going to run around like a lunatic in the newsroom, and I'll be Wiki Wiki Nicky. 312-981-7200 for your R&B classics. Dan, you know that's how I'm going to refer to it forever now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I
mean. It's just fantastic that the festival was called Big Cheese. I just can't get over it.
The Big Cheese Festival that ran out of cheese.
With no cheese.
While playing R&B.
R&B. That's just very special. All right. Nick D Show Spies, you know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You become a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right. So a little bit earlier, we heard from Brian Noonan and Esmeralda.
Yes, we did.
Quite a bit. And they were actually talking about a story about a guy in New Jersey who had been serving up muskrat. But unfortunately, there's a muskrat shortage. So now he's turning to beaver to feed his local VFW fall. And so Brian knew what was going
to
happen.
Now he's got to go back to the beaver because, as I said, they're running out of muskrats. Even though... these were sold out dinners. These like 12, 13 guys that would come every year to eat the muskrat. So a friend of his, he said, cooked up a beaver and brought it over. And he tasted it and he liked it.
So now he talked to his muskrat people and said, hey, how about I make beaver? And they said, yeah, that sounds great. Let's whip up a beaver dinner. And I'm not saying this, you know, I know the, I know, Nick, every time I say eat beaver, it's probably going to end up on Nick's Out of Context. This, but, you know, at least you'll be able to, Esmeralda, put it in context.
Right. Yeah.
Is that it? Is that our only spy this week?
Actually, we have one more.
Oh, we do. Okay, so who sent that one in?
That and I apologize. Our spies this week were Wild Bill and Peter Indicator.
Oh, okay. Wild Bill and Peter Indicator and Esmeralda and Brian spending 27 minutes talking about beaver.
And muskrat.
And muskrat. Did you guys play did they play Muskrat Love?
Coincidentally, that was the last segment of their show, so they didn't get to it.
They didn't get to play Muskrat Love. Do you know the song Muskrat Love, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been perfect to close that segment out, a little Muskrat Love. Or the theme from Leave It to Beaver. That could have been all right. All right, okay, we got one more, right?
We do have one more. Another one of Brian and Esmeralda, also featuring Michael Heidemann. They were talking about our dystopian future because apparently people who don't take pictures with their phone can't remember anything anymore. And,
oh, my God.
So that led to some depressing talk and depressing movies.
And we get fed through a little tube. I know it is depressing, isn't it, Esmeralda? I know how to paint a picture at 150 to get everybody all bummed out.
We'll be like, what's that movie with Bruce Willis? Where everybody's
12 monkeys?
No, they're all
Unbreakable?
No.
Death Wish.
No, they all look good because they're all robots or something.
They all look good.
And they're all on computers like away in their homes and whatever, but they send out these kind of clones, young versions of themselves.
Bruce Willis in a robot movie.
Yeah, and then something
happens. That was your cue to turn to that's right, Michael. That was your cue to turn to the computer. Pull up his filmography.
They essentially send out these robots to live their lives.
Oh, so the people don't live their lives, their robots live their lives.
Right.
Oh.
And they're all like better looking versions of themselves.
There is a movie called In Time with Justin Timberlake, which is kind of that same plot line. And
no,
I'm sure
but that's because they
I was
going to
say, I don't see Esmeralda confusing Bruce Willis and Justin Timberlake.
You know, I'm sure Nick knows this movie, and I'm sure he's probably screaming it downstairs right now. But
well, he should scream it up to us, if that's the case. Nick, if you know that movie, please send us some sort of message. Yell it out. You know, try to yell it I can hear it over the construction noise that's coming from upstairs.
It's called Surrogates.
Surrogates.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was Handsome Robot 2016.
No, that's your Twitter handle.
Oh,
that's completely different. That's your name on Tinder.
And Esmeralda, it never ceases to amaze me the movies that you remember. You remember Surrogates, which was a Bruce Willis movie that about four people have seen. How did you see Surrogates?
I don't remember, but I did see it. Did I see it in the theater?
Oh, come on now.
No, I don't remember. I might have.
You might have seen Surrogates in the theater. Have you seen Die Hard?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually seen up until, what's the one where he's in the which one's the one where he's in the airport?
That's Die Hard 2.
Okay. I've seen up to that.
Okay, because there's, you know, five of them.
Right.
But you don't have to see the other ones. The other three suck.
And I did see the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, that's the third
one. A long time ago.
Yeah, you don't need to see the most recent one. By the way, you know they're doing a sixth one?
With him?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He was on one of the Jimmys. Jimmy Fallon. He was on last week promoting, you know, Death Wish. And it was just a very strange, appearance, Esmeralda. He had like busted his arm or something. He was in a sling and he was acting all goofy. I think he was on pain meds because it was just he was way out of it, Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis is usually a really entertaining talk show guest, but he just seemed loopy. I think it was pain meds. But they said that you know, Jimmy Fallon was like, hey man, you're gonna make another Die Hard, man. Awesome. You know, and he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to look at the script tomorrow, and I think we're going to go for it. Oh, that sounds awesome. That's awesome, man. It's so awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Die Hard 6, so awesome. You're awesome, Willis. Awesome. Roots. Awesome. Roots. Hey, awesome. That's my Jimmy.
It's very good.
Thank you very much. It's awesome. It's so awesome. Oh, Bruce Willis is here. Bruce Willis, that's how you do it. That's how it is. Awesome. Ready to play charades? Awesome. All right. So that's your Nick D Spies. Thanks, everybody, for being spies. Continue to listen whenever I'm mentioned. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.